thing in the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, so I have to tell you, I found the Messiah. That the Gemara says, cheese is the most obvious thing. If you have other vegetables, then you should use the other vegetables. Right? Chinese, if you don't have other vegetables, what should you use? Should you have to use chazeret? So when should you make the bracha? Should you make hadama on the first one and achilas mar on the second? Or should you make hadama and achilas mar on the first? So yesterday, that according to Tesis, if you hold mitzvahs tzichus kavana, then there's no din to start finding yourself other vegetables. No necessity to find yourself other vegetables. So Isaac Mar says, "Pshita." Isaac Mar says, "Pshita." If you have other vegetables, you should use other vegetables. But if you hold mitzvahs tzichus kavana, you don't need to use other vegetables. And don't tell me this Gemara holds mitzvahs ain't tzichus kavana, because it's mokach and rabbuna, and they hold mitzvahs tzichus kavana. Because if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzichus kavana, there's no havamin, you can make a bracha on achilas mar after you've already eaten after you've already been mekayem the mitzvah. And yet, rabbuna says on the second eating you make on achilas mar. That was the question.
Yeah, but
definitely we see it in rabbuna. Before we start that, we definitely see it in rabbuna. So I suggested that in Achanami Tosfos on the top of the Amud said that according to Reish Lakish, you don't have to be tereach to find other vegetables. Ramesh Vadik, ain't only tereach achashayach, you don't have to trouble yourself to find other vegetables. But if you have other vegetables available, then Shita, the Gemara is saying, Shita, you should use other vegetables. So which you asked me the last Tosfos on the page, Amar Avunah Mavarech, is not much more like that. Last day says, Avunah Sava Krish Lokish, the Bei Kavano, and East Kavano, Afila Isle, Shai Yerokes, Ovid Bemorish Nativu. Even if you have other Yerokes, you would do it more two dits. So it's much more, even if you've got to be Tereach. Even if you have two vegetables, you don't have to bother with it. So that's the spirit of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's cheaper. If you have to have vegetables, you have to use other vegetables. I wanted to kvetch or to pass any English word you want to use for it. To say that says there means, I feel it is a shayrok, it means he has a possibility to obtain it, but he doesn't have it ready in front of him. It means he's got to be tereach, and you don't have to be tereach for it. If you've got it in front of you, then you have to take the other vegetable. Because you have to go to the neighbors, you have to go down the road, you have to go and find yourself some other vegetable if you don't have it readily available. She says, but funny, you don't. Even if you have a possibility to obtain it, you don't have to. But if you have it in front of you, then you have to use the other vegetables. So, I saw the mashal, I'd seen the mashal before, but I didn't have the extra nekud in it. Mashal on these places, because you're dialing on the base, says, on these words, I feel it is the shayr, okay? The hayno. You have to trouble yourself to find other vegetables. So that's the Mashal saying, like we're saying in Tosfos, like we were at Mishnah yesterday. That when Tosfos says Afila Yisrei, it means even though he's got possibilities to obtain it, he doesn't have to be mature himself to get a hold of it. So that was Shittas Ravuna. So Ravuna, we got clear, yeah? Kund Ravuna, he holds mitzvah tzichus kavana. How do we know that Ravuna holds mitzvah tzichus kavana, Rafi? Rafi. Sorry, what was the question? How do we know Kund Ravuna mitzvah tzichus kavana? That Ravuna holds of mitzvah tzichus kavana?
He's making two brachas, one in the beginning, one in the end. So he's keeping his kavana for Mara towards the second.
Maybe he had Kavan on the first. Maybe he's Jason the first.
Be a
right, very good. Then I'll be a bracha matala. How can he make an Achilles Mar after he's already been Jason the mitzvah? So maski v'lo av chispe. Fake av chispe. La'acha shemile chesu himenu. After he's filled his belly with it. Choyze mevoy chadeh. You're going to say, you can make a bracha on it. So what does chista mean to ask?
Sorry, when he says fill the belly with it, I thought we were not supposed to eat more precisely.
Right.
So is this just an illustration that were you to eat?
Ah, very good, very good. You're saying filling your belly sounds like much more than a kizayis.
Yeah.
It's just why we only have a kizayis, that's a kizayis, because we ate the different shittas. And because according to the opinion that holds that Mo is not chas namir, you have to make a bracha for an emphasis on it.
Right.
So to create different shittas. But in the Gemara, it's not a question. The Gemara, according to the Gemara, you could have all that design. Because the Gemara is going according to any particular opinion. According to any particular opinion, you could have more than a gezeis. The problem is, if you got to run b'cheshes with two opinions, we can't have a gezeis. So
he's not being sarcastic then.
No.
I mean, in the
Gemara is not sarcastic.
But sometimes it says, woe to the mother that bore you.
Okay.
It's just he's saying, how could you say such a thing? But it is sometimes expression.
Yeah.
Fill the belly.
Yeah.
It sounds to me, once you've eaten it,
right,
to the point that you've got bitter in your mouth and everything, now you're going to say, oh, an hour later, I'm bitter. What did he really mean?
Yeah.
He had more than a kazakh.
You're quite right, because what would be in the case of a person didn't fill up his belly? It was just Christmas Day differently. A person only had a kazakh. Or had less than a kazakh, would have Christmas Day different. He wouldn't say different.
Why?
That's what your point is. How do I know? Because what's the svara of this svara? We'll see in a minute. What is of chitta saying? If chitta said that after you've already filled up your belly, should you make another bracha? So what is he saying? What's of chitta's question? So it could be one of two things, or maybe three, but one of two main things. Either he holds that he ate already with what you ate. So once you ate already, how can you make a bracha now again on the other thing? That's what it could possibly say. After so many cases, after you've been ate already, why are you making a bracha on the second time? And then he holds Mr. Dinkus come on. That's what he could possibly hold. Well, see, Tesis says it's not much from the words of Chisda. So what's the other option? The other option is that he means to say that it could be Yitaka one Yitzah with the eating. But it doesn't make sense after you've eaten Mori, even if you're not Yitzah with that Mori, it doesn't make sense afterwards to make a bracha Alachidus Mori. Once you've already eaten some of Mori, also of the run, I think was Master Kechucho. It looks like a joke. After you've already eaten Mori, then I think Alachidus Mori. Now it's true, you weren't Yitzah with your Mori, and therefore now once we eat it's Mori. But once you've already partaken from the Mori, it doesn't make sense to then say, oh wow, I'm thanking Hashem for the mitzvah of Mori. You've already started partaking from the Mori, even though you weren't Yotze.
Even though
you're not Yotze.
It's like
if it's been
matzah, you forgot to say, when you remember. Now you can't say
it
because you're eating matzah.
If you're
already Yotze,
you can't.
Because he just said,
he's not talking, he's talking about when you're eating already. If you've eaten already and you're ready to be nice to the mitzvah, then you never can't say Alachidus Mori. But Rav Chisda is saying, even if you're not Yitzhak, even if you weren't Yitzhak with your, I mean, in your case, yeah, if somebody on the El Seder just says, I'm Yitzhak from the Oris, and then eats with his eyes, Mazzah, leaning with all the kavanas, you can't make another bracha afterwards. Right? You can't, you're ready to be nice to the mitzvah. But what would be in a person who ate forgetting their Yom Tov? She didn't have kavanas. Can he now make a bracha on Achilles Mazda? So Faith is saying, or Chis is saying, it doesn't make sense to Chaschila at least. Now Chaschila doesn't make sense to eat, and then make a bracha afterwards on the same food that you've already eaten.
So the
lesson of the Ran is it's mechti kechuchol. It looks like a joke. You've already eaten from the Mori, and now you're going to be eating more and making a broch on it. So Chazal would never institute brochas in such a fashion. We find the lesson of the Ran. Even though you are next to the mitzvah. But what were you eating? You eat it more. And now all of a sudden waking up on a kid more. If Chazal wouldn't institute brachas in such a fashion. Okay? You can hear everyone with the Picholik on that. But Chisda said Chazal don't institute brachas in a way that looks weird. If you've already eaten more, And now you're going to make a bracha ala chidus mori. So how have you done till now? Yeah, but till now I wasn't yoitza. Be eating exactly the same food. Exactly the same food. What does it look like to a normal guy who's looking here? What's going on here? It's meshing kichucha. It looks like a joke. And therefore, it says of chista, you would have to make the bracha before. Right? Those are the two shittas we have. The other prana, the one that says you make a bracha afterwards, even though you tomorrow twice. And the other shittas says you cannot make the bracha afterwards, not cannot, meaning you would not institute in such a fashion you'd make the bracha afterwards because it's mechzika bracha. So ask your rabbi, what should I do? What bracha should I make? So I'll tell you, what do you have to eat? I only have chazeres. So what should you eat? You eat chazeres. The first one you make Adama and Achilles Mari, and the second one you eat without Achilles Mari. Why? Mr. Shetus Kavana, I wasn't eating with the first one. It is because if you would eat without Achilles Mari, and then afterwards eat with Achilles Mari, somebody would be going like this. What's going on? Well, it looks like a joke. What are you doing here? What are you doing till now? Yeah, I wasn't yoyt to the mitzvah. It looks weird. The Meira Chazal wouldn't institute that.
You say a bracha, you say a mouth.
Yeah.
It looks
like a joke. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, because every second has gone yuchir. No, a mitzvah, once you've done it. So here I've done it. So no, you haven't done it because you didn't have kavanah. So it looks weird.
There's a difference between the kavanah of the restaurant brought up so far and of other things. There's maybe different kavanahs of levels that you have to do it anyway. You remember the Rav brought up, let's not show the invitation for the show for 2 hours from now.
No.
It's broken out.
Right. That's what Chris is saying.
I can do that. I don't know, but I mean...
But Chris is a crazy mister. We'll see it. That last.
I don't really hear how one is more looking like a joke than outside of the other.
Because
you
don't,
you're
making anocha. We haven't yet said what the chizah actually holds. All we've said is the chizah says what Ravuna says is a joke. That's all we've said. Ravuna says something which is a joke. Mesti kichucha. Therefore, it can't be right. So, what is right? What should you do? So you have to make alachidus mori first. But what's that time? What's that now? Now that we make alachidus mori first, we now have two possibilities to understand what a chizah is now going to say. Mr. Chizah, my old Mr. Sichus Kavana. He agrees to the one of Mr. Sichus Kavana. He agrees to Mr. Sichus Kavana. But he says, what you're telling me, what Ravuna is saying is a joke. Messi Kavuka cannot be right. So what do? You therefore have to say, I'll get it tomorrow first. And now what? Now that we all ask it tomorrow first, what does that now do? So now we have two possibilities. Either we'll say, and now you eat tomorrow. Since we're making alachidus mori, now you eat tomorrow. That means even though we all miss the sichus kavana, where I could theoretically eat mori first and have the dip later, but because it looks like a joke, we can't do that. So you're going to have to make the broch alachidus mori first, and you're going to have to eat first as well. So you be yoyt to your mori. And then the second dip is so that the kids will ask. Right? That's the possibility. Yes? You're asking.
Why don't we just deliver the mitzvah at the appropriate time? Do away with karma.
Do away with karma.
Situation. We're going to say hekera. Aren't there many other things that are hekera at night? One additional thing to add or bring the mitzvah.
Very good. You're saying Mishlokish is Taina Kum to Rashbam. You're saying exactly Kum to Rashbam what Mishlokish said. Mishlokish to bring in the Mara earlier just for the sake of the Kedah to mention. Right? That's your very good. The Chachamim Chaylev. And said, no, we want to do a Kedah to Rashbam. What more we could do in order to get the kids involved, we will. And Chista was saying to Rabbanah, you're right, I meant to say it was Kavanah. But about the domestic yichlochol you're giving osim. So therefore, satsam alach is not going to work for me. So I'm going to say that you're going to have to make mori first. Now if you make the bracha mori first, you're obviously going to have to be making the mitzvah mori first. If you're going to be making the mitzvah mori first, then the left is exactly the same as mitzvah yichlochol. You're going to be making the first mori with the bracha alakadosh mori, and the second one for the dinner. And we're going to be preempting the mitzvah mori. That would be an option according to Hasadan of Chizkiah.
Doesn't that then break apart the logic of
the Rishlokish? Yes, indeed. If you learn this way, Rishlokish is out the window. If you learn this way, you've completely dismantled Rishlokish's logic. That means Rishlokish told me the Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. Zoi Tzichus Meretz, Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. Where's the Zoi Tzichus Meretz? Where's Zoi Tzichus Meretz? So, Kundra Ashvam, yeah? Kundra Ashvam, Zoi Tzichus Meretz, on the fact that we, the Klal, preempt. The Mitzvah is a raya that Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. I mean, from the fact that we did twice, and we're not worried about preempting the Mitzvah. We're not worried about preempting the Mitzvah, it's a raya that Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. Because if you hold Mitzvah in Tzichus Kavanah, you're going to be preempting the Mitzvah. And he should take it. We'll never be in the mitzvah because of a keretz yinikin. And my mitzvah tzichus kavanah. And that way you can take the chazayis and you won't be preempting the mitzvah. The kunter of chista, even if you all mitzvah tzichus kavanah, you're going to by hechuch have to be preempting the mitzvah. Because but you've got no other choice to make bein priyadoma. And then eat the mori later on and say, alachidus mori is mechzi kechuchah. It's a joke. You have no other choice. The only choice you have is to preempt the mitzvah and make alachidus mori in the first chazayis. So even if your mitzvah tzichus kavanah, you're going to be preempting the mitzvah. Not necessarily because of a keretz yinikin, but you're going to be preempting the mitzvah because you can't eat mori without saying alachidus mori. So you're always going to be preempting the mitzvah. So that, you're quite right. According to that mahalach, we've discarded Rish Lakish's
ground. And that would be even according to Tosfos? You mentioned according to
Rashi. No, it's in Rashi. Yeah. Tosfos, we haven't seen Tosfos.
How does Rish Lakish explain this? Basically, cash in the face of the Mishnah. The Mishnah specifically says it's two dippings.
Right.
And to say, no, we'll forgo the first one with the cup.
Because Zoy Semesh, quite right. Zoy Semesh, from the fact that Mishnah told me two dippings, you see, Mishnah says it's Kavanah.
So he's saying Rishon Kesh is wrong with Rashi. Then how is Rashi saying that no, you wouldn't dip the first time, you'd only dip the second time?
That's what Rish Lakish says.
He's saying that's what Rish Lakish said.
Rish Lakish is saying if your own mitzvah, the ancient kavanah does not need kavanah, you would forgo the first dipping.
So then you can't possibly mean that because the Mishnah says that, so it means it must be.
Right, must be mitzvah kavanah. That's
deducing. Okay.
That's why Rish Lakish is HMS. That's the HMS of Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish is going to have no problem with Ishmael. So that's one malach you could say in the Chista. Again, the Kunda of Chista, the Chista is saying it can't be that you make a bracha afterwards. Messing your chuppah, it looks like a joke. It can't be you make a bracha afterwards, so therefore you're going to have to make the bracha first. If you're going to have to make the bracha first, when are you going to be out tomorrow? When you make the bracha, that's the fastest. When you make the bracha, and so you're anyway going to be preempting the mitzvah. Whatever happens, you're going to be preempting the mitzvah. If you do the dips, you're going to be preempting the mitzvah.
Like a shofar, you do it later. Maybe I ate a little bit of it, no problem, it's a shofar. No, I'm saying the bracha is a shofar, but really the main one is...
Who says that? Because what we're saying now. Who says the main one's later according to that? You preempted the mitzvah.
So you're saying don't do the second one.
No. You preempted the mitzvah. Yeah.
You do it without saying a
bracha
because I'm covered from what I said before.
I've just told you mahalach comes then. If you learn this mahalach, then Ram's taina that both whichever way you go is a joke isn't true. You can't eat and then say alachizma after because that looks like a joke. So bring it earlier and be out to the mitzvah earlier. That's one mahalach I could learn. Tzitzis, this Tzitzis is about to start, doesn't learn like that. He learns the kunter of chista, you're not yotze straight away. You're not preempting the mitzvah. You're not preempting the mitzvah. Let's do that inside. Maska of chista, the arachash min the chista, after he filled up the belly, if chista nami near the sort of chista. Chista also holds the shlokish, the very kavanah, you do need kavanah. Half of the king, nevertheless, Soma, he holds There must be. Have it there? Must go. Chista, last minute, Chista. Chista, Nami, Nere. So Chista, Nami, Nere, the topic of Yishlokish, and Chista also holds of Yishlokish, the very Kavana. For all he needs Kavana. Afa Bikain, Sova, the Nocha in the Vorach, but Yibol Sheini. It's not correct to make the Vorach on the second dipping. Why? Kinshakvah mine kesef. He's already filled up his den. The east of ain't shirus kavana. Because if he holds ain't shirus kavana. Says he wants to prove. How do I know that if he's old Mr. Shirus kavana? There must be. Because if he holds ain't shirus kavana. Have a leila meme meheji. Shulz said clearly. Then nothing but tibolishay. That's the riot. The ready mean yisur with the first tip. Being mevach with tibolishin. Have a bach on atzara. How can you make a bracha the second time? Because you're making bracha atzara. Sorry, when I'm chiste ladzu. Okay, full stop. That's the end of the first five tasters. Let's say this is if chiste old mitzvah sichus kavana. If chiste old mitzvah sichus kavana, how do I know that? Because of what Rav Chiste said. Rav Chiste, when he was arguing with Huna, he said some funny lesson. Now, once you've filled up your belly, then you're not going to, then you're going to make a bracha. He says it's so much stronger. Once you yotze mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha. And if I agree to the funa, you're not yotze mitzvah. So he holds that you can't possibly make a bracha after you've already filled yourself up with mora. If that's the case, says Jesus, if a fizzle mitzvah is come on off, so therefore practical application is, you don't have to search for other vegetables. That's a practical application. Because if your mitzvah kavana, so you should look for other vegetables. Because you don't want to be yotze with the mitzvah earlier. So if your mitzvah kavana, you're not going to be yotze with the mitzvah earlier. And therefore, you don't have to start searching for other vegetables. If you only have on the table lettuce, so you can use lettuce twice.
Is this searching to mean
Mashiach. Right. Here places now, here comes where you start saying Kiddushim Gedolim Ma'oiz.
You
don't need to be Mashiach. Kundra Chisi, you do not need to be Mashiach.
If it's there, for sure you should
take it. Right.
But don't do
it. Right. And the Vachra Chisi, the Tibble Rishon, this is where you have to sit down. The Vachra Chisi, the Tibble Rishon, you have to make a bracha with the first tip, Alachis Mori, Af Al Gaf, even though. The Ik Mitzvahs Mori, Le Nofik, Ela, the Tibble Shani, Achamatza. Again, Vachra Chisi, if Chisda makes a bracha with liberation, Allah kills Moray. Avagav, even though the Ikki mitzvah Moray is the main mitzvah Moray, Loi Nofik, he won't be Yotze, Elevitable Shani. Only with the second dipping, which is Achamatza. So even though he's only going to be Yotze, only later on, my Eles HaBracha Shebirich B'Tibolishim. The bracha that you made with the first dip will help the Tibol Shani for the second dip. Even though you only Yotze later on, because the old Mitzvah Shishas Kavana, and the first dip you're doing just for the kitchen bath. So you're not Yotze now. You only Yotze later on. Even though you only Yotze later on, you can make a bracha now. Why? He says because you eat some of it now. Since you ate a little bit now, you can make a bracha now for later. Yeah. So the thing is, the loss of kriza is loud asking. It means once you ready start eating, it looks as though it's a carry on. More to the point was, what's making a difference if you're at now? You weren't being Yetzer now. You weren't being Yetzer with Mara now. So what does it mean, Bachlau, since you're at a bit now? You won't be in Yed tomorrow now. So what's the difference between Yed? So what's the bracha of Alechid of Tomorrow Chalon?
A little bit of Yed.
To be Mekana
Mitzah.
To be Mekana Mitzah. Alechid of Tomorrow, for a bracha to be Chal of a Mitzah, should be Chal on a Mitzah. But you're not doing a Mitzah. So what's the point of eating? Now in fact in Halacha, in Mishavur and other Shainim, they don't say this point. Mishavur says, you can make a bracha now, but way later, because you're not Mishavur, because you're saying that God, our God is to do with tomorrow, you're not Mishavur, and the bracha you're doing now, is chal for all the way later, and make sure there's talk in between. Mishavur writes. Because the bracha of them is chal for way later. And Shaiti, and he points out, I mean, the place this Zafkut says, what says, that you should eat a little bit first. But the Svarav says, it's very hard to understand. Very hard. That means, if I'm going to have an apple, make a bracha boi for eight, and I want an apple in 20 minutes time. So, say you make a bracha boi for eight, so eat a little bit now, so the bracha is chal on the apple now, and I mean, it's going to work for also the apple in 20 minutes time, now I understand. But, for a mitzvah, for a bracha, a mitzvah to be chal, that's be chal on the mitzvah. So like a bit of the nene is chal on oichel. So a bracha of a mitzvah to be chal on a mitzvah. So if you're only be mekayim the mitzvah only in 20 minutes time or in 2 hours time, has it helped me that I'm eating a little bit now to help me for the mitzvah later on? What I'm eating now is not a mitzvah. So what's the help of eating?
Well, why is it so, if it's just eating just a little bit, not so yourself, and so his reason, at least the reason that's in the Gemara, is really kind of strong. I see the big problem. What's the mila of making the bracha now? Why not say the bracha? I don't understand what this does.
Because you can't make a bracha at you. We mentioned before you walked in. You can't make a bracha on a chiddush tomorrow after you've already started eating. Tomorrow it looks like a joke. Lots of the run. That's difficult, but it looks like a joke. After you've already started eating tomorrow, now you're going to make on a chiddush tomorrow. We can't institute brachas that way.
But we say a chila, you know, and a chila means that you're having a mitzvah to die for.
That's true.
So how can you say, oh, it's a chila tomorrow, and you're not even taking, what is here, the mitzvah being delayed in your side, in the past, never mind.
So this actual line of tesis is a very difficult line. This line of tesis, it seems to say, the prophet's chal later, but b'tnai you eat something now, that's very difficult to understand, and other rishonim don't know like that. They say, although they line down like tesis, they say the bracha means say now or later. Why do they make the bracha later? I can't, because it looks like a joke. So make the bracha now or later. Because there's nothing Mashiach Das in between. You're talking about that God, though. No. No. Yeah, but no, that's not Mark. That's just Frank Akira. That's not Mark. So the broccoli you're making, what you're eating is not that Akira. It's not. The bracha that what you're eating is not a mitzvah of Mori. So you're doing all in yonim of sipitzis and shayim, a keya, a goda, a yachat, all in yonim of sipitzis and shayim. So it's not a hefsek of no mitzvah you're mekayim with. So you're making halachos Mori now, and you're going to eat things, you're going to drink things, having wine as well. You're going to be making both big off and in between. So it's all not a hefsek, it's all a tzayas, a mitzvah, sipitzis and shayim. So it's all not a hefsek. Then when am I going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilles Mori only way later on? You can't make a bracha then because it looks like a joke. So you ready to start eating Mori?
It was Mori.
It wasn't a mitzvah of Mori.
It was Mori.
Right, so when Chazal institutes brachas, there's only two brachas in a manner that looks weird. So you ready to eat the Mori without Kavanah. And now you're going to be making a bracha on Achilles Mori. Now I'm doing it with Kavanah. So although you're right in London to work, somebody with a big London is understand. But the fact of the matter is, it looks weird.
Okay,
very good, very good. That means the kids would find it funny.
They're funny.
And the kids would
say, why are we taking the brother now? We already have a bar. Oh, you never more.
You said exactly what the Ram says, that the Zals don't institute brachas in a way that make a guy scratch their head.
You're right. In London, it's all
you're right. In London, it's evolving. But in an Amoritz that looks at it, that doesn't know London, and won't have anyone to ask, thinks that we're gone batting. Not everyone knows Amoritz like
this. If we take
Amoritz
into account and making these halakhic decisions, then for sure, if you're making the Rachel Alfiyah tomorrow, for sure it makes sense to eat a little bit of more now. Otherwise, you're giving Amoritz all sorts of ideas. You can make all sorts of brachas and not have to do anything. And
right.
Either we take the Amoritz into account or we don't take it into account. We can't say sometimes we do, sometimes we know. Like, what?
How can we make the brachas before we're eating
now? Right, this is the chiddush of this tesis, which again, Mishabu himself brings it as a sideline. Sounds like even without it, we would have been able to say this here. Tesis brings up some rise for this. This is a mind-shattering tesis. If you make a bracha now for a mikvah in 2 hours' time, it's mind-boggling. Where does it come from? So you need to bring some rise for it. So where is this rise? Says Sefer Karaya from Midi Dava, Birchus Feis. Just like by Shiva, every year we do this. Every year we do it. So why are you getting all worried about Chazeres? Every year we do it. Why? Where do we see it? It says that every year, what happens? We make the Mavok HaTzkiyas to Yeshiva. HaTzkiyas Sefer. The Tzkiyas the Yeshiva and Tzkiyas the Ma'umet. Tzkiyas the Yeshiva means the first set of Tzkiyas which we do sitting down. We don't actually, we stand up, but really you could sit down for that.
When is that?
That's the ones that are straight after Kriyas HaTorah, before Shemoneh Esrei. Right, the Chazan, the Balskir gets up, he makes the brach, he blows 30, 30 sounds, and then the Chazan goes to Himni and Shemoneh Esrei, and then in the middle of Chazot HaShat, or those that do it in quiet Shemoneh Esrei, we blow again. Those are called Tzkiyas Demu'umet, the Tzkiyas of standing, because those are the main Tzkiyas, those are the Tzkiyas you have to be standing for. There's a lot of that. Tzkiyas Shefer has to be said standing, has to be done standing up. Tzkiyas Shefer, Tzkiyas Oimer, a few others have to be done standing up. So the main ones, the ones that have to be done standing up, those are done in Shemoneh Esrei. So 1 second, the main ones are done in Shemoneh Esrei, but we make our brach of Tzkiyas Shefer way earlier. How can you do that? You're not? The main skier is not later on.
Is that part of the mitzvah or not?
No, obviously not. Why do we blow 100? Just with 30. Just now be with the sultan, just to mix up the sultan. Just to mix up the sultan.
Yeah, part of the mitzvah.
Mitzvah Zeraisa or what?
Mitzvah Zeraisa?
No, Mitzvah Zeraisa is just 30. Mitzvah Zeraisa is 30. And we want to mix up the sultan, so we do extra. So the main mitzvah, what we require, if you blow for women, let's say only blow 30. Don't blow 100 or 60 or anything more than 30. Why? Because you don't, the aim of the sultan is a nice idea, but it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is right.
Becomes a mitzvah.
Very good, very good. Okay. The same, good. We'll see in a minute. So this basis, I've got right from there, that since you're going to do the mitzvah later on, and you can't make the bracha later on, why can't I make the bracha later on? Because again, we have the same idea. It's chuchat lula. I've already blown 30, now I'm going to make a bracha for Yosefa. Again, the same idea, it doesn't work. And yet, we blow now for later. See, it works.
It's the first blowing because you need a bracha and you might as well blow.
So,
why
says Tosfos, oh, very good question. Says Tosfos, so, midid haba bechus sefer, the mevorach at kiyas yeshiva, omri el as brachis, at kiyas sheva mido, shem ikka, benasis, I'll say the brachis, that the bracha you make is going on the main kiyas, which is later on, kiyas tamida, which is done, I'll say the habrachis, I'll say the brachis means, according to Malchias, the chayinet, and shayfris. So then you have to, in davening, you have to say, Malchias and blow, the chayinet and blow, and shayfris and blow, and that's the main one, and the bracha you make earlier helps. Why does it help? It is, because just like tomorrow we said it helps, so by saying it once, you can make your bracha now for later. Ah, you're being mastic in between. As long as it's the tzoyah of the Indian, it's okay. It's a mameda, it's tzoyah of the Indian. What's the tzoyah of the Indian? If it's the same, it's okay. And the Shemin Esther, which is the tzoyah of the Indian, of the Chayim Mashiach Sheva, it's okay. Anything which is to do with the mitzvah, to do with the Indian, it's okay.
Is it like eating a little bit
to Yeshiva? Yes, yeah. Yeah, now Yotin made the R, which is true, and you could put it in Tosfos. I saw Achrayim do put it in Tosfos. So even in Tosfos, it was only because this thing we do in between has got something which is Chazal and Masakin. You've got Chazal and Masakin, the blow 30 of the Alba, but it's got Shaykhus for a mitzvah of Sevon. And Kadesh Yisrael Tzinek is also a Chazal Mesakin. It's also got Shaykhus for the mitzvah of the Marv of Sidi Tzitzin. So it's all to do with the mitzvah, and therefore you can do it earlier. You could add it in, some people say that. You could add it in, Tzitzin doesn't say that point. You could add it in to make it easier for yourself. The Maitre Tzitzin says you can make your bracha now for later, and with that you're making the mitzvah of Sefer. When you make a mitzvah Sefer, later on. When you make a mitzvah more, later on. When you make the bracha, early on. There's one more thesis. The Kiveg is saying, the Kiveg on the side quotes the thesis in that Kufchaf. Sefer Kufchaf is the same as with Matzah. Which is the main matzah we make a mitzvah with? The first Kedash week or the last Kedash week? Places there says to be the last Kedash week. That's the mitzvah matzah and mekayim mitzvah. And how do we make a bracha at the beginning then, alakidah's matzah? So it's the same thing again. You make alakidah's matzah at the beginning of the meal because you can't make it at the end of the meal. You're ready to matzah. So you make it at the beginning of the meal. But that alakidah's matzah you make at the beginning of the meal will help you for the alakidah's matzah that you eat at the end. Why the last one the main one? Because it's beaten ala seva. So the last one's the main one. So the Achilles Matzah you make at the beginning of the meal will help you for the Achilles Matzah you make at the end of the meal. That's the same stuff Kufkas brings a day like that. So again, the same idea, the same yisoid. You can make a bracha earlier as long as you've got tasks for later, and you can't make the bracha later, like we're saying for whatever reasons, or chukha. You can't make the bracha later, you can make a bracha earlier as long as you're not missing a task from the mitzvah. Yeah.
How come it couldn't be like sisters? I put in my sister say, don't say a bracha. 20 minutes later, I put my power someone to say it for that. That sister to me is like a little case. Why couldn't I do something in a small amount with knowledge that I'm going to cover it later when I do my full bracha, covering what I did 20 minutes earlier?
For the domestic yichoto. That's like a joke.
We will do this.
The reason why we do it with sisters is because we're wearing two different things. You have a beged, which is a talis gadol, which is vada needs a sechiv, and a talis katan, which is not as bold that it needs a sechiv, and therefore you make a bracha on the main one to pater up the other one.
Right, but I'm doing the first action. Chassar Shalom Baloni doesn't make it to shul.
There we have a choice, which one to do the bracha on. I got choice on something which is a chil talis.
If it was going to be a 2-hour wait, I would say, I'll miss up.
Stop. Listen, you're learning as a sister, we can discuss
it. No, I just meant to.
Okay. Way off the charts.
Really?
Way off our Amareches, Amigeres, way off. What we're seeing in Texas is that if you've got a possibility to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, the same is this one, really what you're going to be doing. The first time I will be Mekayim and Mitzvah, the second time I will be Mekayim and Mitzvah, it's not possible to make the bracha the second time. We're saying that around because next week it's hook off. So rather you make a bracha the first time with Kavana for later on, and that helps. So if it adds on a line, a knesh, so if it adds on, then you should have to have eat a little bit now. That's what it adds a little bit. What you gain by it, I don't understand. That's what it adds on.
Use the Russian, it's interesting. Apogav the Iker Mitzvah Shmara, lo nothing else. Iker Mitzvah, meaning main one. That doesn't mean there's no other Mitzvah that exists on a lesser level. Iker. So it sounds like what he's saying is like, just like in Shofar, the Iker Shofar, you could say,
is the Amida. By Masa, you could say the Ikar Mitzvah is by the Afikoman. It doesn't say there's no Mitzvah, there's zero.
So what does that mean?
Meaning that if theoretically there was literally Mamash, zero Mitzvah in anything, like not even a trace of Mitzvah.
What is it? 5 cents of the Mitzvah?
Like no shit.
What does this mean?
If you do an action that has nothing to do with the Mitzvah, then maybe he's saying...
So explain it to me. What does it mean, a 5 cents of the Mitzvah?
Right, if you're staying on field more and you're eating more, and it might be a little bit early, so you're in a certain spot, although in a small way, you're being Italian. Maybe not the best way.
This is Kavani, not Yitzhak. You're not having Kavani with the Mitzvah.
It's 5% of the Mitzvah. You are.
You want to take a bite?
Why not?
So if you don't have Mitzvah Shikos Mani, you Vali didn't have Kavana, you're making more for later on. So what is, I'm asking in your beer. I'm asking, that's why maybe he said it, but what do you mean? What on earth does that mean? What do you mean that you should have an Ikka Mitzvah and a Tuffle Mitzvah? They're not Yitzhak, it means it's Yitzhak, you're not Yitzhak with it. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's right, look at this. One that says it's too long before you get to the next one, maybe I covered it by taking a little bite. But the opinion doesn't
work. What opinion?
I can make a bracha.
What opinion?
I can die in between.
What opinion?
And when you make a bracha, you don't have to be with the law. You should do the action that you just did, not 2 hours later when you say,
So you're only doing the action 2 hours later. You're not being Yitzhak now.
Making a bite, which is less than...
But you're not Yitzhak to the Mitzvah.
You're right, you're not Yitzhak.
So you're saying Alachid is more and eating some vegetable, but not more.
Any bracha I make...
Or if somebody says, on the Zerub and takes the Zerub without Kavanah to be Yitzhak the Chlap. She hasn't done anything. He made the bracha nothing. He's taken a lulav, but he hasn't been yet anything. Amela, I'm asking to your dig. I'm not pushing it away at all. I'm asking to your dig. But what's it mean? A dig is only good as much as it makes sense.
There's no
yeah, that's something you have to remember. A dig and a sovi is something which is...
Bring it to the finish line.
Right. A dig is something which is good and ma'oya and makes it... See, there's something deeper here. But if as much as you haven't got it any further, then it's something which you still have to work on that point. So. Okay, the last half says... is halacha lemaisa. The last half says halacha lemaisa. So maybe I'll leave you to work out the last half says as though you haven't yet got there properly. What we've seen, I want to do a quick stick of Rashbam and Tesis on this point up to here, is what is Bechistus Shitta? What's Bechistus Shitta according to Rashbam? And according to Tesis. According to Rashbam, Bechistus was saying that you did twice. Why did you do twice? Because the second one says Rashbam is created the second dipping. It sounds like Rashbam holds Kuntz of Chitza, you yaitza with the first one. Kuntz Tetzes, you're not yaitza with the first dipping, you're yaitza with the second dipping, you make a bracha first, in order to bring the Kayim to the Mitzvah. Does Rashbam hold, therefore, that Kuntz of Chitza mixes ancient as Kavan? This is going to be a Moshek and Afkamina. The Gemara says, Hilchus of Rav Chista. Halacha and I Rav Chista. So what does Rav Chista tell us? Right, but does that mean he holds the mitzvah is ancient Kavana? Or does he hold... No, mitzvah Shishas Kavana. What is the opinion of Rav Chista in the end of the day? Rav Chista says you make the bracha earlier. Right, very good. That was... Right. Or
and just be
Very good. That means the Rashbam clearly doesn't hold that Tzitzis, clearly doesn't hold that Tzitzis that the mitzvah is the second dip. That clearly doesn't hold. But it's possible he holds the mitzvah is the kavanah. He just holds that since you're making the bracha earlier, you're going to be yotze earlier. Right? Why do you have to make the bracha earlier? Because it's a joke. It shouldn't look like a joke. But once you make the bracha earlier, you're going to be making the mitzvah earlier. It's possible to learn like that, right? In which case, it's not Ishtokish. Ishtokish, not like that. But it could still hold that. I love of Ishtokish. It's still the Mitzvah of Kavanah. And the Gemara ends up in Ishtokish. So we have to know in the end of the day, does it hold Mitzvah of Kavanah or Mitzvah of Kavanah? What's the Mitzvah of the Kavanah? So you're right. In the Rashbam, we could clearly have what you're saying.
Look at the discussion about religious brothers that you only give them the first and the second time because that's what the mitzvah is.
Right.
There's no dipping the sins of the first three times. So that kind of cut against that argument.
That kind of goes against the fifth, you're saying.
It goes against your fifth,
kind of goes against the fifth, huh?
Yeah.
Because it comes out of Chista, you're yet to say the first one. According to Chista, it's very good. And you only hate the second one. Right? Very good, alright. You have to finish Chista. I'm going to leave that with you. But we'll also have to see the run a bit. Again, it's Daf Chaf Dalet on the base. Dalet on the base. Mitzvah Tzomai, Mitzvah Tzomai, and then Chafei Amud Aleph, Hei Tzedelek Yashayaki, and Tzil Hoch Yomah. Chavdala Nadbe is from the Gemara there, Mitzvah Lohavi Matzvah Chazer, until Mai. Yeah, I don't know, you have the same for the Daf?
Chazer, until
Mai. Yes, you tell me Gemara.
So the next,
Yeah. So Chavdala Nadbe is, you see, Gimel Mem Dash?
Yeah.
Keep going a bit. No, in the Ram, under it. Yeah? Right, from then to Mai. And from Hecha, which is the next page, from Hecha until Hachi. Top of the next page, second line, from Hecha until Hachi. Those are the two rounds we have to see. But again, after you've seen Tetris. After you've seen Tetris. And then we can do Chazor of what we've learned the last couple of weeks. Spend some time getting it all 100% clear. Okay, so by the end of the day, when you finish Rashbam, Tetris, and Ram, make for yourself some type of chart, some type of plan, what Rishlokish holds, what the other ones hold, what Ibn holds, what Chit holds, to have a clear picture on the whole thing. Yes, Hashem, we will join together once we've learned the run as well. Yechol Yotz, the next year will be on whenever you're ready. I'm ready tomorrow, but it's probably worth it. You'll tell me by the end of the day where you're holding, please, okay? At the end of the day, please let me know where you're holding.
What?
Have you... The end of the run.
The end of the run? The
suit run?
No,
I mean, Ali. Shut up. Shut up.